This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Thursday, April 17th here, a little bit earlier than normal for a Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, but I'll be frank, not a whole hell of a lot going on. And our producer is headed...
You're Andy, not Frank.
I see what you did there. Is headed to Chicago with a revolution. So we had to do this as a Thursday podcast. And not a lot of moves to really talk about for your New England Patriots. We are in the midst of pre-draft visits, and we'll delve into some of those. But free agency has slowed to a crawl while some teams are still making moves. You know, Jets added Chris Johnson, and you'll see some various names moving around. Sidney Rice went back to the Seahawks. I know some Patriots fans were interested in that. Still have some names Patriots-related out there. Will Smith, according to reports on Pro Football Talk, Patriots still considered the front-runner to sign him, but nothing has happened. Michael Bush, that has seemed to gone quiet over the last week or two. But the pre-draft visits, Paul Perillo, are something we will delve into here. And the best player in the draft, in my opinion, is not Deion Buchanan. But he is one of my favorites, Paul, and he is one of my favorites to suit the needs of your New England Patriots. Was in Foxborough this week. Yippee, one of 30 visits being used on a guy I really like. So, Paul Perillo, talk about Deion Buchanan and the chances of the Patriots adding him or somebody like him to the back end of this defense.
I'm going to let you talk more about Buchanan specifically, but I think the position is certainly in the top three in terms of needs. I think they need another guy. You keep using the phrase, if the starting safety alongside Devin McCourty is currently on the roster, I'm going to be a little disappointed.
Rutt Row Raggy?
And it's not, you know, it's not necessarily a Rutt Row Raggy. I think they can do better. I think Daron Harmon showed some promise last year. I think Harmon, correct me if you feel differently, but I think Harmon was better last year than Tavon Wilson was 2 years ago.
Correct.
They played roughly amount the same amount, according to our buddy Mike Reese. They both played somewhere around 35% of the defensive snaps. I thought Harmon's performance was more productive than Wilson's was. So I'm not sitting here saying, boy, they blew another third-round pick and he's not going to turn out to be anything. I just think you can do better. I think they need a different style. We talked a little bit on PFW in Progress about it. I think the thumper that Rodney Harrison talks about, that style safety, is what they need. And you would know more about Buchanan as to whether or not he fits that mold.
Well, I certainly think Buchanan fits that bill, fills it as well. All-American at Washington State, playmaker. He had 15 career interceptions. I think he had 6 last year, but forced fumbles. You know, he has the size
stat
of a bigger guy.
Stat sheet stuffer, as Dickie V might call him.
And I just think he can do a little bit of everything, has impressive length. He's one of those NBA types, Paul, where his length is greater than his height. His arms are longer than, because, you know, generally your height and your length of your arms, when you put them out to your side, it's supposed to be the same. He's got that extra length. 4.49 40 at the combine, which is obviously a pretty impressive speed for a safety type. You know, there are a lot of corners that run 4.4s, and that's a good enough number for them to get by with, or slower.
Sure.
So I think he would be a nice addition to the back end of this defense. And just, as you said, it's not necessarily, is he the starter? Do you have to get a starter? Is Harmon terrible? Is he a bust? No, but let's look at it this way. You had 3 guys that were major players at safety last year. You cut one of them in Steve Gregory. So even if Harmon and McCourty are still very much in the mix or the starters, you probably want to add somebody else, and I'm not sure Patrick Chung is that guy. So you could be adding Buchanan to just the Harmon role from a year ago and sort of bump Harmon up to the Gregory role.
Yeah, and I don't normally do this, but I have, you know, when they signed Chung, you know, I bounced around some of the different websites, and a lot of Philadelphia sentiment on Patrick Chung. For a guy in 1 year, man, he did not make a lot of friends. I was amazed with how universal it was with excitement that they had let him go. And we know.
You mean playing wise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a good guy.
I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think that Patrick Chung is a good, solid guy. He does a lot of charity work still around here. He talked about that in his press conference, or his media conference call, I should say. But on the field, Pro Football Focus, talked about it. 86 safeties that they had, ranked, and he came in 81st. So that's, you know, that's a combination of run, coverage, a lot of different things. Gave up a lot of touchdowns.
Plus, he did his Patriots thing where he was missed four or five games, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think you can count on Patrick Chung or expect Patrick Chung to be a regular guy in the back end of this defense. So I certainly think Buchanan would be a nice mix. They hosted another safety or met with another safety, Paul. That was?
From Wisconsin, Southward, I believe his name was.
Southward?
Not Northward, Southward.
Westward?
Desmond Southward.
Okay.
Listed at about 6 feet, 206. Sort of a lower-end prospect, not as highly regarded, anywhere close to as highly regarded as your boy, Dayon.
They are continuing to make their way through the highly regarded quarterbacks in this year's draft. And this week, the lucky fella was Fred Kirsch's favorite passer, I think, in this draft. James Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Out of Eastern Illinois. I believe he won the Walter Payton Award last year as the top player from the FCS level and put up huge numbers, broke all of Tony Romo's records at that school. A little bit smaller of a quarterback, 6'2"-ish, not a real rocket arm, a lot of short, accurate type passes and things of that nature. A lot of people think he's now on the rise, could even end up a late first round pick, but is a second round prospect. Paul Perillo, I know you feel strongly about James Garoppolo. What do you think?
Yeah, I like him. I didn't love him. There was nothing that stood out to me that was, elite level. I didn't see arm strength. I didn't see a tremendous amount of mobility. I didn't see great size. Now, I didn't see tremendous negatives in any of those things either. It's not like he couldn't play. He couldn't throw the ball at the level that you need to. I think he's sort of an average, he sort of opened his draft process as a second round guy. He seems to be climbing. I could see him as a second or third round guy. If you're going to talk getting up into the first round, then I think you're reaching a little bit. I think he has some ability, 6'2", about 220 pounds. So he's not small, but he's not ideal size either. And he's not
Mettenberger.
And did you think any different? Did you think watching him, he was like, elusive or?
No, he didn't wow me with anything.
No, he didn't. Nothing.
I mean, accuracy
nothing
would
was
probably.
Like they say in baseball now, nothing plus.
I would say accuracy was probably his strength. Timing, getting rid of the football. But I thought he was able to get rid of the football quickly quite a bit in the way they ran their offense and the level of football they played. But the one thing I would say, as you were sort of describing him, a guy that popped into my head that was the backup here for a while, Brian Hoyer, would probably fill a lot of those same things. Not really the greatest arm, not the biggest guy, sort of a middling talent game manager.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, he was A, undrafted, and did we draft him? No, he was undrafted. And B, they cut him eventually. He moved on. So the fact that, we might look at Garoppolo in that sense kind of tells you what he is as an NFL prospect. He's certainly, in my opinion, not a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, and I did agree with you on the accuracy. I thought he put the ball in positions where he allowed his receivers to make plays.
So, and you loved his receivers.
Yeah. I loved one of them, but not the one that's coming out in the draft.
Oh, is it Eric?
Not Laura.
Laura?
Yeah. Number 9 is the guy I liked better than the guy who's coming out.
Number 9. So, Paul Perillo, it's a slow season, so we will not extend this any further than it needs to be. But Patriots fans, keep an eye out for Will Smith and Michael Bush as the Patriots may continue to look into adding those two guys to the roster. And these 30 visits the team is holding, their pre-draft visits, I would say as interesting a group of names as we've seen in quite some time, making the group of trips, visits to Foxborough with the quarterbacks. And whenever they visit with a guy that I like, it makes me feel good. So we'll root for Dayon Buchanan to be the pick in the second round for the back end
of
the defense.
Sounds good to me. I could be sold on that.
Dayon!
I like it.
For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. We'll be back next Friday with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. I will. Paul will be tightening his girdle in Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
See ya.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.